Okay. Parshas Vayechi, of course, which we're learning this Shabbos, describes the death of Yaakov Avinu and the subsequent burial of Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Canaan as per his request. And we'll look at that idea of honoring the request of a person who's dying. The Pasuk says in Perek Nun, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayasu Vonov Lo Kain Kasher Tzivom. Translated here in the article translation, his sons did for him exactly as he had instructed them. They did exactly what they were told to do. And it says the next pasuk, Yugimu Vayisol Sol Vonov Arts of Canaan, meaning that the brothers, all the sons of Yaakov, took his body, took his remains toward Eretz Canaan. Vayikburo Sol Bemoras Tei Machpelah, and they buried him in the cave in the field of the Machpelah. Asher Kona Avrom Es Asodah Lachuzos Kever Meis Efron Achita Al Pnei Mamre, which he had purchased from... which Avraham Avinu had purchased from Ephron near Mamre. Rashi comments on Pasuk Gimel, Vayisro so Bonov, Velo Bnei Bonov. The Torah says that it was the sons of Yaakov who had carried him and not his grandsons, Shekach Tzivom. And that's exactly what Yaakov commanded. Why? Al Yisu mitosi lo ishmitzri velo echa bimnechem, shemivinos kenan elo atem. I want my remains being carried only by you, my own children. Not any Egyptians should be involved, not even your own children should be involved, because they are, according to the Medrash, that the Medrash says, one Medrash says all the brothers had twins, the sisters, that's who they married. But according to the other, this view, they married Canaanite women, because that's all they were. The Kabbalah Makum Gimel Mizrach V'chein La'arva Ruchos. And Yaakov also determined exactly who is to stand where. In the four directions, these three will stand on the eastern side, these three on the western side, these three on the northern side, these three on the southern side, etc. Uchsidron l'masa machra shod degolem nikbu kan. And this was the order that later on we find in the Chumash by the Diglei Midbar, when they marched in the Midbar. So the Torah describes in the beginning of Sefer B'Midbar how they were encamped around the Mishkan. These three tribes were on this side, and those three tribes were on that side, and so on, the Mishkan in the middle. That's exactly how they carried him here. Levi lo yisaw. Levi didn't carry. Shuasid lost his arm. V'yosef lo yisaw shu melech. Menashe m'fraim v'tachtayim. V'zeh ishal diglo ba'osos. That's what the Pasuk says in Pashu Midbar, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis. Ishal diglo ba'osos. Ba'os shem osar lehem aviyem liso mitoso. Okay, so there was a whole detailed arrangement, Rashi tells us, not really mentioned in the Chumash, but there's a whole detailed arrangement exactly how Yaakov wanted to be carried, and that's why the Pasuk says, back to Pasuk Yudbeis, Vayaz Bonov Lo, Cain Kasher Tzivon. The sons of Yaakov did exactly as they'd been commanded to do. We want to find the commandment, so that's earlier in the Sedra, in the Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Lamed, Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Lamed, the Pasuk says, towards the beginning, Yaakov tells Yosef, "V'shachavtim avosai and zosanim mitzrayim v'kratanim v'purosam." Yaakov makes Yosef swear that when I die, I'm going to die. I want you to carry me out of Mitzrayim and bury me in the burial place of my parents, my ancestors. So that was already what was told to Yosef. And subsequently, in Perek Memtes, Pasuk Chavtes, right after all of the brachas, which I guess is the highlight of the said, right after all the brachas, he tells all the sons in Perek Memtes, Pasuk Chavtes, "Va'itzavo som va'yomar ani ne'asaf el ami." He said, I'm going to die. Kimro si alavosai, please bury me with my fathers. El amora shebistei efron achiti. The next pasuk, amora shebistei machvila shepnei mamre mitzkanan, asher kona avrom es asoda, meisefron achiti lachuzos kover. He said, this is exactly when we buried, and later on it says they did exactly what he told them, what he told them to do.
It's interesting when you tell one person something, and then you tell a lot of people something, and it falls through the cracks because each person gets shrugged off on the other person.
Blame on someone else, or opinion on someone else. Okay.
So when you tell Yosef, so it's the borrower that was Yosef's, you know, exact responsibility. And ultimately, who goes, you know... So,
well, it was Yosef's responsibility. I think Rashi says because he would have the yecholas to do it as the king, and so on. He would have the wherewithal, I guess, to pull it off. But ultimately, you see, I mean, right? Because originally the shmul was only to Yosef, but then he says it to all of them at the end. There is a sefer called the Drushas of Yeshua Ibn Shu'ib. Probably not that well known, but it should be maybe. He's one of the Rishonim. There's a Talmud of the Rashba on the cover page. Drushas of Yeshua Ibn Shu'ib, Talmud of Rashba. And it's on the Torah and on the festivals of the year, the Mardei Hashanah. This is the, as far as we know anyway, the first Sefer, I think, that we have, I think that's what it says in the Hakdomah once read. The first Sefer of Mishnah that follows the Parsha Shavua, there's drushes in the Parsha Shavua. Now that's a more modern style. You have Sefer Chumash, there's a few drushes on every Parsha. You don't have that from the Rishonim. Think about it. The Rishonim, you have the Ramban as a running commentary on the Chumash, but you only say that's explaining the Tzukim. You don't have drushes, too many from the Rishonim, so not printed in order of the Chumash. So we have this. Huh? It's a little later. Made this popular. Oh, yeah. I'm not so familiar with that word.
The
Shulta is halacha, though. It's not drushes. The Shulta is the other parsha. It's halacha. I mean, this. Maybe some drushes, but it's only made in halacha. Anyway, so the drush of Yeshua ibn Shuiv on this parsha, the parsha is Vayechi, he has towards the end, he says, he quotes from a Ramban, he quotes from a Ramban, not as a Ramban of the Chumash, but a Ramban in another one of this form called Torah Sodom. Lamadnu asara dvarim b'inyan hameis mizeh asipur shel Yaakov. You can learn 10 things from relating to when somebody dies from this parsha with Yaakov. And it says, v'yeshlan lechos darko. This is something we have to follow. This pattern. Ki elu ha'inyonim heim li'osan remes labonim. Ki menu yiru v'chein yasu b'shardim shalman v'menu. Kamosho gastam parsha yishach, and so on. It mentions 10 things. One of them is, number 2 is, v'hasheni, the famous concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. That's a phrase we find in the Gemara. We'll see one example in a second. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. That's what I want to speak about this evening, the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. There's a mitzvah after someone dies to fulfill what he had asked for beforehand. How do we know it? V'chsiv, our pasuk that we said before in Parak Nun, pasuk Yerbeis, v'yasu bonav lo kein kasher tzivom. Since we see the brothers, like we just read in the Rashi, carried out the request of Yaakov, you know, exactly the way he had requested it or asked for it. So that's the idea of mitzvah l'shmo divrei hameis. So this concept, yeah.
Can you say that this would not be an exact raya because there's another Indian here,
right,
which is kibud av aim, which is
good horror. We may come back though. We have to keep kibud av aim. You're going to say even after
Lachamisa. So is it really tibui?
Okay, good horror. It's a good aura. We'll see. But anyway, at least it gives us an excuse to lead into the topic of mitzvah and kayim divrei hameis. But it's in the drushes of one of the Rishonim, so I'm entitled to do it. But we'll see.
No,
it's points well taken. We'll see. Right. That's the way. See, the Shulta started that, by the way. not me. Okay, anyway, just to show you, the concept appears in the Gemara a couple of times. Just one I'll point to is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Amud Aleph.
Okay,
the Gemara says, am I doing okay? Oh, this one's okay? No. All right, this one's been recorded. All right, anyway, one is a Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, just again, the details of the case on it, but I'm just trying to show you. Kiyosar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Kiyosar of Dimi, Amar Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came to from Eretz Yisrael, he said the name of Yochanan. Whenever it says Kiyosar, it means the person came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. So Rav Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. So one of his Talmidim, Rav Dimi, came to Eretz Yisrael, and it says, Kiyosar of Dimi, Amar Yochanan, Misha Amar Bishas Misoso. If a person said, as he's dying, Plonis Shivchosi, Al Yishtabdu Bol Achamosi, Kovan of the Arshan Rekosan will get Shichur. Okay? The guy leaves word that he wants this certain woman who was Shivcho, who works for me and so on, you shouldn't keep her as an evidence after I die, so the Yorshim, the inheritors of the estate, must release her. Okay? Later on, the Gemara has Kiyosu Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Yochanan Misha Amar B'Shas Misoso Plonis Shivchosi Koras Ruach Ostoli. This is such and such a woman who was my Shivcha Koras Ruach pleased me, it brought me satisfaction. Yeah, so Yaseh Lo Koras Ruach. So I want that after I die, please, it's not something to do something pleasing for her, and therefore Kofin as a Yarshin V'Osin Lo Koras Ruach. You force the Yarshin to do Koras Ruach. My timer says the Gemara Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Hameis. You see, halacha l'maaseh, this is brought down. I mean, you look on the side, it quotes the Rambam, Shohar, this din is brought down. I just want to show you, Rashi makes an interesting comment. Rashi says, Rashi is b'dibur ha-maschil v'osin law. What do you mean v'osin la koras ruach? V'im ein rucha niskar below shichur yishach ruach. Now, the guy leaves the word, you have to do something pleasing for her. So she's going to buy her a bouquet of flowers, so she'll say, that's not so pleasing. What's going to be pleasing to you? If I get released. Taka, that's what Rashi says. Right? If that's what, if ain rucha niskara below shichu yishacharua. So you see, we take this concept of mitzvah kayim dira hameis very seriously. Now, somebody who has studied Gemara knows that we have a concept that probably appears more frequently in the Gemara, the mitzvah kayim dira hameis, so something strikes as somewhat similar, and that is the word of divrei shchivmara, right? Okay, we have a concept called the shchivmara. Shchivmara means somebody who's bedridden with what he thinks, so what appears is going to be we have a case of Shivmar gets up and walks away eventually, but he thinks it's terminal. He thinks, and he's in a situation, he thinks he's going to die. So we have a principle in Mora called Divrei Shivmara Kiksum Sunandami. That sometimes, usually, we have certain rules about how Kenyan is made and transactions and so on. But we have some exceptions that the Shivmara, a guy who's on his deathbed, and obviously he didn't have time to get his affairs in order before, so what he says now is to be taken almost as though it was done, you know, with all the Aden or whatever else. So the ninth parak of Abbas, it talks about it at great length. And in that parak, we have a comment of Tosus on Daf Kuf Mem Tes Samad Aleph. Oh, that's the long Masechta, right? The longest one. It's on page of Kuf Mem Tes Samad Aleph. The ninth parak of Abbas, it talks a lot about Shemira topics. So Tosus raises the question. Tosus de Kamagmi, the last Tosus on the page. Tosus asks about a particular case. Rava, alright, so Tosus, Yesh Tema Lama Lokiyam Rava is Dvarva HaKanwa Mitzvah Kan Diva Meh. He's owed. Typically, it's the kind of amaze, a general question. What do we have to have a whole fancy new rule of divrei shchivmara? You know, what do you mean? If the guy dies, so then we have this principle already, which according to the drushas of Yeshua Mishra we started with, is rooted in the parsha and Torah, right? The mitzvah kind of amaze. So what is the difference, conceptually, what's the difference in the concept of mitzvah kaim divrei hameis and the idea of divrei shchivmara kesuvim sarim dam? What do you need it? That's Tosis Kasha, right?
Ubechol duch.
Yeah.
It's more of a recommendation.
Probably, right? Probably.
Mitzvah,
it's finite.
It's already a Kenyan.
Okay, so that's going to work. We'll see. Good.
And the other question is, was even Shoib said?
Yeah.
Is that it is included in the parsha?
Right.
Because otherwise, you get into your question.
Oh, Lema Kantara, I mean. Lema Kantara. Yeah, I wrote that essay on that subject. Recently, I don't remember whether. I don't recall this. I didn't bring it, right?
No, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's much more
formal. I didn't bring everything, but.
That you felt that this is more like, again.
An yeah, I reckon. Okay.
But it's the remnant.
Okay, we'll accept it.
Now,
because.
Mitzvah can divorce from Akkad Wim Kim Suim as far.
Right.
Either because Trefal Avdato.
Right.
Or basically they didn't have a chance to make it.
Right. Right.
What would be the logic?
Okay, so let's see. So let's see what Tosu says. So again, Tosu raised the question. Behold, the divorce from Akkad Wim typically admits the kind of divorce maze. Okay. The T rates. Yeah, the T rates are Abdul Yitzhak were mayor. The lo amina mitzvah kaim divrei hameis ela hecha de amar tnu monazel leploni. Aval hecha de amar monazel leploni velo amar tnu kol ki agav nelo hav amina mitzvah kaim divrei hameis. Tosus posits the following point. He says mitzvah kaim divrei hameis is limited in its effect. It's only what we call husho shayday acher. If a guy says, he says tnu monazel leploni, directs somebody particularly, he particularly assigns somebody the task of carrying out this mission and giving the money to somebody else, to whom one is eloploni, okay, then mitzvah kaim divrei hameis, because the mitzvah is upon whom? Upon the person to whom he was talking. But if he says stam, he's on his deathbed, there are lots of people around, he says something like, he just says, aval hechad amar mon is eloploni, lo amar tnu, he didn't say, you, I'm assigning you, he just said, I want my $100 to be given to so-and-so, right? So that's not the mitzvah kaim divrei hameis. Okay. Which Gemara?
Please.
Oh, in the case of Adim, in the case we started with.
Yeah, because he gave a general statement.
Right, that's true. And the Gemara says that's true.
Why does God limit mitzvah kaim divrei hameis only for the final step? You know, if he fed it way before he was ill?
That's what we'll see also. We'll see when we come to some of that. So that's part of the issue. Because what is mitzvah kaim divrei hameis? Was he already on deathbed? Anyway, let's just see. First, that's Tosa's distinction. You're right. The Gemara in Gittin brings it up. I didn't realize that's right. The Gemara in Gittin brings it up where he just says, well, unless it says he tells them, no. He said, Plonis, Shikosi, Korosu, also Ye Oselo. See, in the first one it says, Ayushtabdibus, he was talking to them. I don't know, maybe you can say that he was talking directly. But okay, that's
but
the
but she is the one that dictated what she wants.
Afterwards, right. Okay, it's a good horror. I didn't think about it. You're right. I'll have to think further. But all right, that's what Tosa says over there in Baba Basra. In the Shulchan Aruch, on the tour, actually, we'll look at the tour first, in Choshen Mishpat, Sin and Reish Nun Gimel, which is Hilchus Matna Shchimara, appropriately enough. So in Hilchus, in Sin and Reish Nun Gimel, the tour, let's just find it, the tour speaks about this Gemara, if I'll find the source. I'm sorry, Ration and Bays. Ration and Bays. Ration and Bays. The Torah writes, Chosh Mishnah and Ration and Bays. Torah writes, Kaimalon mitzvah kaim divrei ameis, afilu bebori shetziva umeis. Even if the guy was not on his deathbed, he was fine. Okay, and then later on he died. Okay, but at the same time, says the Torah, the medra marum shenosno biad sholosh, l'shem kach. Only when he gave it to a third party to do this. Avalim bo liyodo achar hatzavah. If this item, the money came to him later on after he had mentioned this, or shahaya biyado tchila, he had it below the shem kach and not for that purpose, low, then we don't say it. So on the bottom of the page you have the hagos drisho prisha, and at the end of os dalad it says shlosha chilukim bein mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis ubein matna shchid merakzum mesum adami. He has three chilukim. Hayachad. Okay, a guy, number one, was healthy, and he said, give this $100 to Ploni, which I'm giving, and then he dies, and the recipient died before, I'm healthy, right? I say, after I die, I want the $100 to be given to Reuven, okay? And Reuven dies first, as it turns out, right? Umeis mekabel b'chaye nosein. The mekabel, the intended recipient, dies in the lifetime of the nosein. V'chakach meis nosein. V'mitam mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis lo kana. There's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis here, because at the time that, by the time he died, the other fellow was already gone. So there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. But, v'mahoya ha-nosein shchimera, kana mitam divrei shchimera k'chsum usurindam. He gets the Yarshim, will get it. So that's difference number one. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis has to be the way he exactly put it out. He said, I want the money to be given to Reuven. If Reuven happened to have died first, then again, Meis Mekabel Chayei Nosein, and then Achakach Meis Nosein, for the mitzvah to come to Reuven Meis, will not work. However, if the case was Shchimera, where I said, I want the money to be given to Reuven, okay? And then it turns out, you know, then the Reuven died in the meanwhile, so then the Yerushim will get it. Because there it's, we say, Divrei Shchimera Chzum Usurim. That's one difference. Two, Hasheni. The simple definition. By Shema, I don't have to specify, give this, to tell you, to, you know, a third party involved. There has to be a third party involved by Divrei Shchimera. And Hashlishi, Heichadomer Yipur Koach, Af Kisu Tanu, the Mitam Divrei Shchimera Kana, Af Lomer Kisu Tanu, Mitam Mitzakayim Divrei Meis, Komash Rebori, Kishomer Kach Umeis, Im Lo Kisu Mechayim, Lo Kana. A technical point, Kisu Tanu, again, a Mitzakayim Divrei Meis, it had to have been written from before, otherwise lo kana shemelo gomel haknos al bishtar vein shtar lachamiso. That was more like what you were saying, Yitzhak, that by Divrei Shchimera it's as if it was a shtar already. And the thing that has to be a shtar, kisu tenu, so then we wouldn't say that by mitzvah dekan divrei meis. That was sort of like the distinction that you mentioned. So that's how it goes. Risho Prisha gives those three reasons.
So the dekan divrei meis has to be written in order for...
No, in a case where it is. In a case where it has to. It doesn't, but if it would, so then the shtar would have to be written before, not Mashenu came.
And also, it would not have the power of a shtar, which the word
right. And the Gagos Rishon Prisha ends, the Lekaman, the Polik Bahanach Shoshes Ramadar. There's no argument, those three distinctions. There are more, yeah. Yeah.
And then they don't make a
all kinds of the halakhah of Mamon,
which actually interferes pretty aggressively with the Rusha.
Yeah.
Which are pretty prescribed in our halakhah,
It's interesting, hard.
A medrash in a Torah, in a convoluted way, and it's okay, the whole...
So the truth of the matter is, again, I want to stress, this is one of the Rishonim, Rishonim Tree, but it's not in the Gemara like. The Gemara doesn't learn it from that story by Yaakov. In other words, that's his... That's the Rishonim have this remez, so to speak. the Gemara has the principle, but you're right. However, wherever it came from, it is uprooted.
I would argue that it's not.
So yeah.
Okay. It's just another drabbanan in the same quality.
Sort of a, yeah, but how does uprooted Yerusha? It's still important. I mean,
how
it's
does,
a,
also, how does the
Rishon? Well, it's the same. I hear him. It goes back to the same before. Here. So the mitzvah doesn't mean. Right, okay. Mitzvah means it's a proper. This ain't one of them. This is not one of them. That's great.
If it is a mitzvah, it's just something having to do with.
Right, like the Rishon. Special takana.
Someone put it in for.
Whatever reason.
Right. Nothing to do with.
I accept 100%. Yeah, I do. I would. Okay, as I said, I was only using the drusha to guess. I had to guess from some part of the seder. I needed some link to the seder. It's one line. It's not much there. But anyway, so I just want to be quickly. The Darkei Moshe, there are more, and we're going to see your point. This will come out even further because the truth of the matter is, as we're going to see shortly, some say that the whole Inyan, it really proves your point. Like the whole Inyan of Mitzvah Kandir Yomeis is Dafka in Yonim Mamanis and Yerusha related in Yonim, and not by other things. We'll see in a moment. I just want to see one other thing, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramor, at the end of Oz Hey there. That's right, you're right. Right. Right, we'll see. Right, we'll see. So, Ramor also writes in Darkei Moshe, the end of Oz Hey, Wagos Mordechai and Bobasar, Kost of Chuva Rucham, Shem Ritzvah, Bedinamelo. The cost of Sham, the cult and Ayosh and the Kaim of a low Hishlish, low Asholish, Shahushush Biyado. Here's an interesting thing, okay? An interesting Darkei Moshe, the name of the Mordechai. Cost of Sham. Im Kadmo Hayarshim, Umachru Mashativa Vein Losses Acherim, Ein Hamakabo Yochalo Tzio. Okay? Listen to this one, says the Ramon. Let's say the Yarshim went ahead and sold whatever it was Hushush Biyado, it was given. The mace, not to be mace, father, whatever it is, tells the third part, I want you to make sure when after I go, this item should be given to Reuven. And before he got to arrange it, after father died, before he got to arrange it, the Yarshim sold it already. Already sold it to somebody else, and they got the money. Says the Ramo, Eina Mekabel, the intended recipient, Eina Mekabel, Yochel Otzio. He can't take it from the Lekukos, from the buyer. Ho velo Zochaba, Ela Mikoach Mitzulakayim, Divah Hamase. Because his only thing is on mitzvah kind divar meis, and it really strengthens your point. Mitzvah kind is proper, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not chal, so to speak. His only claim to it is on mitzvah kind divar meis, and Rabbi Nosson Dov Matna Shchimra Afim Kibra Yarshin Mochra Over Nosno Ein Masem Klum Vavakav Motzio Me'arakone. By Matna Shchimra, if as a Shchimra, he said, I want you to give this item to somebody, then the Yarshin beforehand somehow sold it. The intended recipient can claim it back from the buyer.
Because
that's the difference.
It's,
yeah.
It's mitzvah l'kayim.
It's proper. It's nice.
No,
but, it's,
no,
yeah.
But it is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of a chesed to.
Oh, that goes back to there before.
Right.
But it's not. Doesn't have halos.
But it's
right.
No kinyan.
Right. That's so there's, that's another distinction between.
There's no
chal
of.
Right. That's correct. So there is no
kinyan.
Right. But that's the difference in Ma'aseh Shemira and this. So we have several differences that the post can point out. Halacha la'maisa, we have in the Shulchan Aruch. This din is brought. Shulchan Aruch is in again Aruch Choshen Mishpat. It's in Reish Nun Beis, Sif Beis in the Mechaber. One second. So Reish Nun Beis, Sif Beis, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis, Afilu Bora. Provided it was given now to a third party to take care of, as we said. So Pisei Tshuva here, in small print, and it's a cotton olive, says to take a look in the Tshuva Shus Yankov, Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Samach Aleph. So instead of reading the small print here, I took the liberty to bring along the Tshuva Shus Yankov. So here we have it. It's Chelek Aleph. What do we say? Sim Kuf Samach Ches. One of the early Achonim. Early Achonim. Okay. Yaakov Reisha. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach, on print on the page, you have the Chok Yaakov, the same author. Okay. All right. Yeah. On the cover, it's interesting. On the front page of the title page of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a little thing here. About one of the children of Shvus Yaakov talks about tying these prints. Two heads, what do you do with it? I think I would scare the shit. We discussed it once, That was in the short time. Okay, anyway. So,
doesn't the Gemara call that Kufulei Hevel?
No, that's a question. Yeah, right. All right. Anyway, so in Simon Kuf Samaches, his case is as follows. Isha Shechmal Erez Divai, he had a woman who was, you know, dying on a deathbed. The Kodam Mosa Tivsa Vekarla Bonev and Osev, the Tivsa Shem Yeh Ezemachlokes, Oriva Benem, She Yodin Akol Al Piecher Mekoven. She left word that, you know, if there's any machlokes about how to do things, I order you, or I will, my last one testament, that you should go to Uncle So-and-so, who's a Rav, whatever it is, huh? The executor, okay. Yeah, the appointed executor, exactly. All the things should be Hakol Al Piecher Mikovel, okay, and so on. And, okay, and the case is, by the way, it's entitled Hilchos Nachos. It's in Sim Kuf Samaches, in the Chelek Aleph of the Shus Yankov. So he says, and then what do you know, what happened? There was some kind of a tumult, and one of the family members didn't want to go to this person, right? Okay, so that's what he's talking about. So is there a din of Mitzvah Kaim Divar Meis? So I'm just going to read for the part that's relevant to us. He says, because there's several, he begins by saying, Hadin's and Ischalik, Kama Sharosh, and there's different aspects to look into. So, but he mentions as follows, Ode, Delo Matsinu Bishum Posek, Shemitzvah Kaim Divar Meis, Bishar Mili. We don't ever find Mitzvah Kaim Divar Meis applied to other areas. Afilu b'tzavos aviv imo, even with something that the parents asked for. It seems to apply only to matters relating to mamas. Okay, to the distribution of money. It doesn't apply. So the truth, as we seem to be saying here, the parent, so to speak, has no right to say that it should be done through this one person. The children can agree to go to a different person. That's not the chlal, mitzvah kaim divar meis. Mitzvah kaim divar meis is only matters, it does not apply to shar mili. It doesn't apply to other matters. Okay? And he says, ad the hutzok b'shasu poskim, this is Henry Yu is talking about, lomar mechabdo b'moso ketzad. Okay, the Gemara has a din, and Henry alluded to it before, Kiddushin, the sugya of Kibbut Avayim, the Flam, that area. The Gemara says that the din of Kibbut Avayim, which applies even after the parents died. So, Chabda fil achar moso. That's why we say, Harina Kabbas Mishkov, you still don't refer to them by their name. Various different things that apply even after the death of the parents. So, Ketzad, Haya Omer, Dover, Ketzad, what does it mean? What does it mean, Chabda moso? Haya Omer, Dover, Shmuel, Piv, Omer, Kach, Omer, Abba Mori. Even after the father or the mother died, you're quoting something from there, you have to say, Abba Mori, Imam Rasim, so on. Okay? But that's in the Gemara. Says the Shus Yaakov, Veloka Omar Dechayav Lekayim Tzavoso. But it doesn't say in the Gemara there, what's an example of Mechabdo Achamoso? You have to listen to what they said before the Olaf doesn't say that. In other words, the Shus Yaakov is Medayek from the fact that the Gemara the Gemara searches to find what's an example of Kibbut Achamoso. I would say, Poshit. Right, the fact that after the parent died, I still have to listen to what they said when they were. I have to do what they commanded when they were still alive. Evidently, says the Shus Yaakov, is not true. You don't have to. Right, that's not included. Mitzvah Kaim Divar Meis is a very local din. It doesn't apply to everything that the parent requested. Like you said before, the parents have to go to Tennessee, so you don't have to do it. You have to walk to Tennessee. You don't have to do that because that's not no good to Right. Okay. Good point. But he said that's all. I'm going to see in 2 seconds. Umikra misayeni, and the pasuk backs me up. Said the Shus Yaakov, what pasuk? From our sedra. So we have another link to our sedra. Okay, namely, he admits umikra misayeni ktas. The pasuk Torah helps me a little bit. Backs me a little bit. Why? Because it says not this part of the sedra, but the very end of the sedra. Vayitzavu el Yosef lemor vichot tzivo lifnei moso lemor. Remember, the brothers were nervous after Yaakov died that now Yosef's going to give them what for. Now he's going to get them back for all the trouble that they caused him. You know, thinking that the only reason that Yosef didn't bother them before was because he knew it would upset his father, so he didn't want to do that. So he let the brothers alone. But now that Yaakov's gone, now it's going to be it's payback time, huh? After my father will die, I'll kill Yaakov here. So the brothers make up a whole story. They come, listen, Yosef, we want to let you know that before he died, father told us to tell you that you should please forgive us and so on and so forth. Okay, and what does it say there? It says, Ana so no pesha checho. Okay, please do me a favor Ana is the lotion of, please do me a favor. Forgive the sin of your brothers. Yosef, al tiru by now. Yosef, don't worry, I wouldn't do that. And then he comforted them and so on. Mashma. Dehu eino mechuyav lekayim tzavos aviv. It's not, in other words, if avicha tzivo lemor, and you, there was a din of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis, so why would you have to say, ono sono, and ono please? Sounds like a lashon of a request. But mashma says the Shus Yaakov, dehu eino mechuyav lekayim tzavos aviv, ad shus yichakol uvakesh kol kach, ono sono, please, you know. The Gam Yosef Hutzuch Lav Ticham Al Kachu Nachem Osom Ladaber Elibam. It sounds like it's only because Yosef promised, okay, I'll leave you alone, that he left him alone, but not because it was required what Yaakov had told him. What's that? Right, Nachanami. But Yosef didn't necessarily know that.
It may well be that what the brother said, it's the mood you have to maintain, the idea, as much as you wanted while our father was alive, because you didn't.
Right.
So that's not a befilled civil
either.
Father.
Okay.
But it is implicit.
Right, but what he's trying to say is that since, or the Shijankov is trying to say that since it was only presented as a lashon of please or, you know, a
because it was an explicit statement. The question is much more, to begin with, while a person is alive, do you have to listen to your father?
Yeah, that's a general question. Obedience is not included in Kibbutz Avayim. That's correct.
So why?
Right. Now that's a good Har too. That's a good Har too.
Well, you mean by obedience? Exactly.
Yeah. If we look in the Gemara, there's a different shiur. But if we look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, it says what's under Kibbutz Avayim. It gives very specific.
Every week it's like one big shiur.
Right. That's true. Right. All Torah. But the
that's just my kids.
That's true. Right.
Avi Moti Rao is obedience, no?
Avi. Well, that's it. Well, let's think. Clore. The Gemara has. Several, what's the Gemara ask? What does
Kibbutz
mean?
Kibbutz Avayim this year, something.
Well, what is Kibbutz Avayim? So the Gemara gives specific examples. Machilo, you have to provide him with food, with drink, bring him in, bring him out. And then it says, what is Moir? Also says specifically, don't stand in his place, don't contradict him. Now, there happens to be the Maknan Kiddushin happens to say that under don't contradict, I'm pretty sure it's the Maknan there, says that under don't contradict him is included the obedience. But not everybody holds like that. I mean, Rai is the other way. Okay, that's a big discussion. It never really says obedience. You know, we tell our kids,
contrary,
make it better. Give it a name, right? That's not really right. You know,
the contrary, you may disagree.
Yeah.
In a respectful
way. Right. See, that again, and that matters what it's no gay to him. But let's say my father tells me I have to vote in the election for so and so. Do I have to listen? Or do I have to listen? I feel like voting for the other guy, so I don't have to listen.
That's
to,
the one in Yaakov's bakasha to Yosef.
Right, so that's what you...
Right.
Like that's the Yitzchak says. That's an interesting point. That there's no...
He asked him in a lashon bakasha.
Right, that's why.
Shvua, because there is no... There
right,
is no chiyuv.
Right, so
that makes him swear, because...
That's the next line.
Right.
That's the next line of the Shus Yaakov is, similarly, V'chein Yaakov hutzroch l'hashbiyas Yosef on the sasanim in Mitzrayim. That's why Yaakov had to make him swear to bring me out of Mitzrayim, right? You know, at the beginning they said, he makes him take a shvur. Okay, mashma, de mitzavol l'chud, ein mechuyv l'kai mitzvah so. Achus rachash b'yolkach. Okay, b'diuk. So the Shus Yaakov says, you see from this, so when is there mitzvah l'kai mitzvah meis? It's limited to certain cases that have to do with momentous matters. Now the truth is that the,
Yosef... His own mom.
Right, with his own mom, video. The father's own mom, so he has the right to say, this is what I want you to do with it. And then, mitzvah kaim divrei meis. But there's no blanket rule that whatever the parent says, even if he's dying, we said before this principle applies even when he's healthy when he says it, but even when he's dying, there's no blanket rule that the child has to do, and maybe that is the reason, because even when he's alive, he doesn't have to. I mean, I didn't see him say that, but that could be part of it too. But that's the Shus Yaakov's point, and again, he says there's a little bit of a riot from a couple places in our Sedra. Rabbi Yosef Shol, Shol Nathanson, and Shol Shul, Shol Meshiv. Ma'adura Tinyana. So I don't know if there are more Shulis from anybody more than the Shol Meshiv. I'm not sure. I don't know if I counted it up, but there's, volumes of tiny print. Anyway, so he was a prolific Levuv, I think, no? No. No, that's the Aruch Laner. He was in Poland, the Shol Meshiv. A prolific author. That's some self of me. Keep all the history straight. Anyway, so in the Shalom Meshiv, in Madur Tinyana, the second volume, in Chelek Aleph of the second volume, Simon Aleph, he has this question also about the Indian of Tzavor. So he says as follows. He says, he quotes this Shus Yaakov, and he says, all these people talk about mitzvah kaim divrei hameis, We don't know where it comes from. Here's an abbreviation here. Mem Lamed Kuf Dal Hei. That's Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis. We don't know my time is with Ata Meis, who Novi or Melech Venasi. What's this business, Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis? I'll be sore. Who is this guy? He's an ordinary fellow. All of a sudden, he dies with to do whatever he says. He's a Melech, he's a Novi, he's a Nasi. Okay, and therefore he says, Hine Gama Tashbeitz Kosov Chelik Beis Simin Yud Gimel. I didn't look at, huh? Yeah, and that was, so. Oh, that. So it's kind of you're mechaving really to what the Shalom Eishu says. That's what it is. He says again, Herach the Dafka. First of all, he quotes the Tashbeit that says the Dafka in the Mamon Yochel Tzavos Shu Mamon Shelo, which you said, right? Why do we say Mitzvah Chaim Divrei Meis? My mom, it's my money, so I have the right to say who is it going to go to? I mean, right? That belongs to me. But it doesn't mean that everything else I say somebody has to listen to. V'gam b'shal su shus Yaakov. We just read Herach was Avu Kulam Lo Yodu Hamokor. No one found the source. Avalani Matzosi B'Sefer of Yeshua Ibn Shuib. What do you know? The show makes a quote. Our friend here, the Droshes Yehoshua Ibn Shuib, Parshas Vayechid, Shakaz V'Shem Ramban, Sheyesh Lumad Asor Dror Miyakov, Echem Hem Del Mekdis Lekan Dira Reis, and so on. Okay? Anyway, he says, Omnom...
It may be related to Achrei Mot Kedushim
Emor. Yeah, after everything. Right, everything's good after God died, yeah? Okay, anyway... The only thing is, here's the kasha now, Yehuda, that you alluded to before. The Sholem Eishiv says, Bo'emesh is a tamua, because he says, if you're going to hold the Be'inan Hushlosh Mitchila Kach, where we paskin, Al Zein Raya, where's the Hushlosh Mitchila Kach with Yaakov? I mean, the whole, right, that's, you know, isn't that what you said? Okay, there's no Raya from here. And furthermore, he says, first of all, he says, there's no raya from Yaakov. There's no hushlush. But Gam Tumana the Lebanon ain't raya the Mishum Kibbut Avnogi. But that's what Henry said. Okay, with the children, there's Kibbut Av in the picture. So what's going on? Okay, and there's no, and therefore ain't raya lacherim. If we're going to say it's under Kibbut Av aim, notice how Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis doesn't seem to say only the children. That's in there. Whatever it is involved in the case, it doesn't seem to be limited to the children. So he said, and then he brings up also, what do you know? The Gam ain't made him a Kodam on Torah. So Shaul Meshav Kedarko, just he throws everything into the pot, okay. But then he says, "Omnom Mashenila First Daiti Bizeh Du Hinyan Hu Inyan Chesed Shal Emes Shal Osin Im Hamesin Shal Hames Ain Lo Lasos Od Umitzul Kaim Diva Hames." And that's why Bizeh Shabikesh Yaakov and our parsha was seasonally Chesed Emes Hainu Al Komashi Yitzave. Right, whatever he's going to Yitzave, okay. And I, what about the Shus Yaakov? So how come you had to make him take a Shavuah? Sounds like you don't have to listen. And so on. Okay, if you remember later on, you know, he's going to have to get permission from Paro to leave. And if you remember the Psukim say, Yosef went to Paro and said, listen, I'd love to stay here in Mitzrayim. And then, but what? But my father made me promise. So Paro said, oh, your father made you swear, so go and do what your father. So that whole thing was Isnatlus. That whole thing was a device, basically an excuse to be allowed for Paro. But as far as Yosef was concerned, he didn't need the Shavuah. But Mela comes out, if it's a din, the Chesed Shal Emes. So then you could argue that it's not necessarily limited to only mominous matters. Even Sha'armili, again, the Shus Yaakov is talking about the case where the mother left the instructions about which executive to deal with. Okay, but according to Shalom Eishiv, it's a din of chesed shemesh. The mesh should have that comfort or whatever it is, like you put it. And therefore, there's no riot from here would not necessarily be the limit.
The definition of the Tokos in Vavata falls apart. The Tokos if we have to talk about the Bar-Met, what do we need it?
Right, the answer is here.
But it's two different...
Right, two different realms altogether. Right, two different, right, good. So the truth is,
I'm saying now that Mitzvah goes beyond Mominus?
According to the Shalom Eishiv, it looked that way, yeah.
Or maybe we're saying that that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, go ahead.
When it comes to his Mammon or to things relating to his Gura, personal self, there you can, but if it doesn't relate to him directly, you can still relate to
it. Oh. Right, yeah, go walk up. Okay.
See.
So let's see.
It has to be.
So,
it has to be a chesed. It's just to listen to the, I want everyone to go run around.
It has to be a chesed.
It has to be
a chesed element. Right. I would say that's correct. That's an Shalom Eishiv. But I think it looks like it would still have something to do with him, and not only just in general about him, but his Misa as well. We do have a din in Chol Shem Mishpatim, Reish Nun Gimel, next Simon, Sif Lamed, Shchimra Shetziva V'Omar Al Pespiduhu. A guy leaves at Savoy, don't be maspid me. Huh? Ain't soften, right? Ain't soften. Don't make a hesped him. Okay? Bidiuk, exactly. So the Sma, Mir Sinai, here on the side of the page in this Simon Chosh Mishpat Ration Gimel Sikot and Samech Tes, Loshon the Ain Softim, okay? Loshon the Ain Softim, Mashma the Osul is put also. You're not allowed to. But Tom, Kia Hesper, Enol Mishum Kloda Hamesu Krovov, Varimochal Kloda, Umitzel Kaim Diver Mes. The Sma quotes Mitzel Kaim Diver Mes in this context, because it's his, Kvur and so on. Masha Eno Kain, however, Ba'amur Shalik Baru, he tells not to bury, but that's the, sort of Masa Masha Kasa Vatora, right? Because it says, the law called Kamina, the Holland Hamas, Oik Baru. Okay?
But in Esther, there's a problem, because many people avoid that if the Esther is not appropriate, it's not correct.
Right, so it's
they don't say the truth, the poison is inappropriate, that's worse than not saying anything.
Right, that's true. That's true. But you kind of have to figure out why. Sometimes it's because a person. You know, there are discussions. I forgot why someone was preparing this. I think the Novi Huda gave a hesped. The Pnei Yeshua didn't want any hesped, but the Novi Huda gave one anyways, right? And I once saw that on a Pnei Yeshua, and it was mefakpek whether he had the right to do it, didn't have the right to do it. Did any supply? So some say that Talmud Chacham is different, or because it's a din. It's Sibur, you can lower people. I mean, there are differences. Anyway, but Masha Enikin, Rambam look with the law called Kamini. But Alkim Tomar Shekavonos Sahar Sheminechasu Lo Yikpor. Okay, I'm sorry, Sheminechasu Lo Yikpuruhu. Elamin Atzdaka Umishal Tzibur Bizeam Ulav Kol Kamini LaHasher Esbano Ulahatan Nafshal Tzibur. Kosher Rambam Shes Biduam Atzdaka. Okay, so that's the Mir Shanayim. This din appears as well in Yoredeya. That was in Kosher Mishpat, but in Yoredeya in Laws of Avelos in Shin. I don't call it Shin Mem Dalad because it spells out Shman, so it says Shin Dalad Mem. So in Shin Dalad Mem, Sif, huh? Yeah. Oh, Saddam. Saddam. Anyway. All right, Sif Yud, one line, Mechaber, Misha Tziva Shalai Yispadu, Shomin Lo. Period, Mechaber passes like this as well in Yoredeya. Now, yeah, also didn't want to have a husband.
Or he wants to add the necessary of somebody who let people starve, will not give it that kind of a spread, but a big bulk that whatever it's meant.
Uh-huh.
He was giving a few cents here and some dollars there for him, but it was nothing. But the president was a big bulk that, and he knew the truth, and he came to the conclusion that he better off not being.
Well, it's interesting, in this same, this is an aside, in this same sin in Shindal Men, so it mentions, you're supposed to. It says in Sif Alef, also lahafli b'shivcho yosem idai. Not how to overly praise somebody. Ela maskirin midas tovus shabo mosifim rehem ktsas. So you can exaggerate a little bit. So the Taz says, I don't understand. And Sif Alef, koshek, mali sheker mat, mali sheker harbe. So they say like this. The Taz is like this. People are such that they, whenever they look at somebody else, they always bring him down a few pegs. So Mela, by exaggerating a little bit, you bring him up to where he really is. Because when people look at somebody else, they always tend to, the guy, not such a big Talmud Chacham, not such a big Baal Tzedakah. That's how we evaluate other people. Unfortunately, we judge other people a little lower than they are. So by exaggerating a little bit, you bring him up to the truth. All right, anyway, side point. There's Milchas Alozer in the Munkacher in Chelek Beis. Shalshu is Milchas Alozer, Chelek Beis, Simon Samach Gimel. He's also dealing with a case of a hesped situation. Misha Tziva, here's a guy with a good question. Misha Tziva Shalom Aspido, the Paskin Meshulchan Aruch to Shomun Ol Aspido, Mr. Pakta Im Shayach Isu Gam Shal Lichtov Ol Hesped. Okay, I'm not going to give a hesped. We'll print in a paper the obituary column, the whole thing. Is that allowed? Is that under Masa? That's what he's talking about in the Tshuva. Okay. So first of all, he quotes It's from a certain sefer, Beis Yaakov, Sintei Gimel, the Gadol Hador, move with Torah, Shemei, Tishol, Hasbid, Hamekah, Shalom, Shmor, Lo, Al Tasbid, Bama, Mash, Omar, Lo, Hasbidun, Lo, Al Tasbidun, Lo, Hipstid. It's okay, you know, guys, the Gadol Hador, Talmud Chacham, so you can quote them, they hate them, and so on. Anyway, later on in the Tshuva, the Hinei B'Shal Tshuva, Shus Yaakov, we quote the same Shus Yaakov, Rotzo L'Chadish, Tahach, the Mitzvah, Kaim, Diva, Meis, Enarach, Menachos, of Lirushoso, of Ashar, Mili, Lo. Right, so according to the Shus Yaakov, mitzvah l'kaim divrei meis is inapplicable in this case because nothing to do with Yerusha, nothing to do with money. Ukvarhu b'achonu v'tamo lo v'emes tamati b'kroi v'lo hivanti b'ani. Okay, ki kol ha'rayah shehevis disagrees with the whole Shus Yaakov, and he says, the Ramban writes, lo chosid Yaakov l'yosef chashvom sh'yav al-tzev also, gam b'lo zara k'dei l'chazik d'amar eni paro. Because it can't cause us from the swear. No, everything we said before, you know, regarding dealing with the Mitzrayim. So he doesn't think there's any rias to what the Shus Yaakov wants to say. But later on, he mentions as follows. He says like this. That can't be what the Shus Yaakov means. He cannot mean to limit it only to Mamonos, because he quotes another tshuva in the Shus Yaakov, Pelik Bey Simon Kuf Aleph, where he says, "Le'inyan mishatziva lispor betaliza is a shameless psukim." Okay, where the guy wanted to, again, after he died, he should do something with his garments or something. So he applies mitzvah l'kaim divrei meis. So Meila, he says, Shus Yaakov would apply even to non-monetary matters. Udalo kemos, and therefore would agree by the Hespid case too. Udalo kemos shehev b'sefer lashon tzaddik, not like it says in the sefer lashon tzaddik. What is that? He tells us on the side. Rav Hagaon ben Hagaon Mar Shakmi Brody. That's the son of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Apparently, the son of Rav Shlomo Kluger also the sefer, and he writes in his sefer that according to the Shus Yaakov, that the Shus Yaakov would hold the Homer Al Tasbiduni Ein Shomim Lo. Son of the Rav Shlomo Kluger took literally the words of Shus Yaakov. He says, well, if it's only by money, then it doesn't apply to this business. He says Al Tasbiduni. You don't have to listen to him. But the Michal Zorza thinks not so, and he concludes, then he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, who says if the guy said to do Bizyonis, that you don't have to do, and Bizyonis is different. Okay, he thinks the Sefer Chassidim is a little bit like the Shus Yaakov, he said that that's different. So according to the Michal Zorza, everybody would agree, even the Shus Yaakov would agree, that if a guy... Not to say Bizyonis, but he says, I'll read the case, quotes from the Sefer Chassidim. I skipped over quick. No. He says like this. He says, the Sefer Chassidim says, Chizki Yagir Atzmos Oviv. That's the case. Okay? That's the case. It says, Ain't Tzarech L'shmo B'kolo. For tshuva, for a sigur, for something along those lines. Okay. Anyway, to wrap up quickly, in the Sechemed, Arichus in the Sechemed, in the Kolam section, Mareches Hamem, Klal Reish Yud Tes. In the Sechemed, there's a long essay on. It starts a Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis. A long, long Arichus with many of these, most of these Marmakomos. Let's read a couple of things quickly. He says, the Da, the Lo Nemer Di Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis, Elabinian Dror de Mamona Ben Chosib Rishoso, of a low b'shar milik moshe erech l'chin agon Shus Yaakov. Again, back to our Shus Yaakov. He says it's only by momentous issue. However, he then brings in this v'hini b'yaradei simin shindam zal mem sitiud kasa posim mishatzius v'yaspidu shomin lo. Okay, so how could it be? Right? So he could argue like this Shomel Kugel's son, Slashon Tzadik, that it is it's a machlokas. But he says no, because maybe when it says al tasbiduni, you know what it means. Sometimes you have professional eulogizers. You know, you paid the rabbi, whatever. You got the rabbi had a, people do that. An honorarium, right? That's what I was looking for. Come in to deliver a hesped. So that is allowed to say, Al Tasbiduni means don't hire, then it is no get to mamon. Okay, the Zeh in Yerusha, over Zeh Shomin Lo, Dala Yorsha, Mutal Akhaim Divar Meis, Masha Enkein, Ein Bezel Toz Mamon, Lo Shaykh Lomon, Zeh Mitzel Akhaim Divar Meis. So you can actually stem you can match that rule in Shulchan Aruch about a Hespid with the position of the Shus Yaakov. Yeah, sure. Right, that's a different issue, right? But don't bury me, that's right. But anyway, so therefore you could justify the Shus Yaakov, although he does mention that according to Nehudi Yehuda, near the low shine lebein draw the model of the. He holds the other way. And finally, just two other things he raises, which we're not going to read now, but he raises the question, what if the Yorshim are all Yisomim? Yisomim, right? Yisomim Ketanim, in B'nai Mebed Mitzaninu. You know, that may be the old, the old question of the status of Yisomim, huh? Right, that's part of it. He also deals with the question, what about B'nai Bonim? Is Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis on B'nai Bonim as well? Just to point that out. Finally, yeah, that's part of the question he deals with. Okay. So
Yaakov said, not my grandchildren.
So there, the Medrash says because he didn't want, right, that was part of the tzibur. The children of Kranim, B'nai Bonos Kran. Just finish up, talk about a guy who says to say bad things about me. So in the Sefer Chassidim, not the one that he quoted, but a different Sefer Chassidim, Tav Kuf Lamed Ches. Tav Kuf Lamed Ches, that was, right, tell everybody what a fool I was. So in Tav Kuf Lamed Ches, he says, Mishu Yesh Lo Ever Shifcha Balabai Siva Olav No Kodem Shemes, Yizor Shal Toshva Osam Lachut. And so on, so he says, Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis. Says the Bris Olam, the Chidor, we have a commentary of the Chidor on the Sefer Chassidim. So the Bris Olam says, Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis, the Dvarim Shalom Yovel Advar Aveira. It's got to be nothing to do with Aveira. Vadov Mavur, Shem Mashat Sivol Yesh Isser Rak Shanim Shalom Zer. Kol Shekain, in Sivol Ariv Im Adam. Okay, I want you to take care of that guy, you know. David HaMelech did it, yeah, it's the old Shiloh. How David HaMelech could do that, it's not for right now. Chiyotzeba, Olintor, Eva, Olahara, Shevadai, Ein Bezer, Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis. Make trouble with this guy, to go to Tumul, and to prolong, negative feeling, that is Ein Bezer, Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis. Okay.
So he took it for granted that Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis is not necessarily on his deadbed.
Right, that's what he said, even...